CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 12th of February, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Special contest call signs. BBC Radio Somerset interview. Local. RSGB convention videos. Ofcom has recently authorised an expansion of the list of special contest call sign qualification contests to include two United Kingdom and Ireland DX contests. Full details of how to apply for a special contest call sign, including the complete qualifying criteria, can be found at rsgb.org/Sierra Charlie Charlie. On the 6th of February, RSGB District Representative Andy Jenner, G7KNA, spoke to the BBC's Simon Parkin about his passion for amateur radio. The RSGB arranged this interview, having been contacted by BBC Radio Somerset following the Society's recent piece in The Times. Andy discussed how he got into radio, getting licensed, and about the work he and the South Bristol Amateur Radio Club are doing to involve young people in amateur radio. This includes plans for a demonstration day at a Bristol primary school as part of British Science Week in March. You can listen to the interview if you search for BBC Radio Somerset and Simon Parkin Show on BBC Sounds. The interview starts at 19 minutes and 20 seconds into the programme. The RSGB has released two more of its 2022 convention videos just for RSGB members to view. The first presentation, called Using the Right Tools to Work More 144 MHz DX, RSGB VHF Manager John Renault, G4SWX, gives a comprehensive guide to a range of software packages and websites that will help you to develop your VHF DXing skills. The second presentation is by James Stevens, M0JCQ, who is the co-author of the Radcom VHF and UHF column. In his presentation, VHF Equipment to Start You Going, he explains how newcomers to amateur radio, or even the most ardent HF enthusiast, can get started on the VHF bands. These are being released as a benefit of RSGB membership and can be seen in the RSGB 2022 convention video section of the website at rsgb.org/videos. An organisation called Experimental Danish Radio Amateurs, also known as EDR, is celebrating the opening of the Enigma Post and Telegraph Museum in Copenhagen, which now has a new address, appearance and name. EDR has created a special award to celebrate this opening. Contacts with different qualifying stations between the 14th and 28th of February will be eligible for the award. For more information, please visit the OZ625E page on QRZ.com. The Polish Amateur Radio Association is inviting the amateur radio community to participate in an event related to the 550th anniversary of the birth of Nicolaus Copernicus. From 0 hours UTC on the 17th of February to 23:59 UTC on the 5th of March, there will be 9 special event stations on the air, including Sierra November 550, November Charlie. Awards will be available for contacts made with the special event stations. For more information about the event and the awards, visit 550mikekilo.papazulukilo.org.papalima. Time is running out to enter the RSGB construction competition. You don't have to be an expert constructor, and the judges will give special recognition to entries submitted by radio amateurs under the age of 24, and also to those who have just gained their foundation license. The four categories are beginners, construction excellence, innovation, and software. There are cash prizes in every category. The RSGB communications manager chatted to last year's winners and runners-up and shared their stories in the January and February editions of Radcom. So take a look and be inspired. You can also read the stories and find out how to enter the competition on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/construction-competition. And now the details of rallies and events. There's a rally in Nantwich today, but you haven't got time to get to that now. West Manchester Radio Club's Red Rose Rally will take place on Sunday the 26th of February. The event will be held at St. Joseph's Hall, Lee, postcode Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. Free parking, cafe services and a raffle are among the attractions on offer. For further information, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk/rally.htm. Don't forget the .htm. The Lechan Valley Amateur Radio Society is holding its annual rally on the 4th of March. The venue will be Hillsborough Village Centre, 70 Ballinahinch Road, postcode Bravo Tango 26, 6 Alpha Romeo. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. For more information, visit www.LimaVictorAlphaRomeoSierra.uk. Now the special event news. Special call sign Zulu X-ray 89 Lima is operating in celebration of the 89th anniversary of the Brazilian Radio Amateur League and will be active until the 15th of February. QSL via Logbook of the World. Details of awards associated with the station can be found via qrz.com. Special event station Tango Mike 20 Alpha Alpha Whiskey will be on the air until the 24th of February in celebration of the 20th Antarctic Activity Week. Francois F8DVD will be operating the station from Mâcon in eastern France, 60 kilometres north of Lyon. For further information, visit qrz.com. Members of the Panama Canal Amateur Radio Association will be active as 3 Echo 30 Papa Charlie Alpha Romeo Alpha until the 28th of February to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the formation of their club in 1993. QSL direct to the association. Special event station Golf Bravo Zero Charlie Foxtrot Golf will be active from the 16th of February. The station will be operated by Itchen Valley Amateur Radio Club to mark World Thinking Day on the air. The event provides an opportunity for local Girl Guides to talk to other members of the World Association of Girl Guides and Scouts all over the world via amateur radio. Several other special call signs will also be active in February to take part in the event. These include Easing World Girl Guides, who will be operating with special call sign Golf Bravo 2 Echo Golf Golf from the 17th of February, and Milton Keynes Guiding, who will be active with special call sign Golf Bravo 0 Mike Kilo Golf from the 18th of February. Now the DX News. John W5JON will be active as Victor 47 Juliet Alpha from St. Kitts, NA104, until the 15th of February. He will be operating SSB and FT8 on the HF bands and 6 metres, QSL via Logbook of the World, or direct to W5JON. Andre ON7YK will be active from Bijalo, Gambia until the 24th of February. He will be operating his Charlie 5 Yankee Kilo on the 20, 17, 15, 12 and 10 meter bands using SSB, CW and digital modes. QSL via EQSL, Logbook the World or direct to his home call. Francis S6BWJ will be active as Foxtrot Mike / Foxtrot 6 Bravo Whiskey Juliet from Martinique, that's NA107, until the 10th of March. He will be operating CW, PSK and RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands. He will upload his log to Logbook of the World and Club Log. And Gerard F2JD will be active as Hotel Romeo 5 / Foxtrot 2 Juliet Delta from Copan, Honduras, until the 13th of March. He will operate CW, SSB and digital modes on the HF bands, QSL via F6AJA, direct or via the Bureau. Now the contest news. Today is the CQ Worldwide WPX RITI contest. It's ending its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC, using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The PACC contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Stations from the Netherlands also send their province. On Wednesday the 15th, the 80 meter club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using PSK 63 and RITI, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 16th, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 18th of February and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 19th of February, using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and transmission power. American stations also send their state and Canadians and their province. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 9th of February 2023. The solar flux index rose again this week with the arrival of more sunspots. By Thursday, the SFI had reached 192, up from 135 the week before. However, there's been some flare activity with minor C-class and some M-class flares, mainly from active region 3213. None of these have erupted in an earthward direction, so we've avoided coronal mass ejections and their effects. The solar wind has been quite active, including some long periods with negative BZ and speeds up to 600 kilometres a second. This has meant that the KP index has remained relatively high, hovering around 3.5 for days. All this means that ionospheric conditions have been quite good, with the daytime critical frequency over the United Kingdom generally above 9 MHz. This means that paths over 3,000 kilometres have generally supported operations up to and beyond 10 metres. At night, MUS over 3,000 kilometres hover around 10 MHz, especially in the hours just after sunset. Next week, the US Air Force has the SFI remaining at around 195 before falling back to 150 by the 17th. Geomagnetic conditions should remain relatively settled, unless we get a coronal mass ejection. All in all, this is a good time for HF, so get to it. And good luck with making contact with the 3 Yankee Zero Juliet Bouvet Island, the expedition. Another VHF and up propagation news. The large area of high pressure, which has brought Tropo to many parts of the British Isles, looks good for a few more days. Some models suggest that Atlantic lows may move in after midweek, so make the most of it before then. Unfortunately, the northern parts of the country have seen windier weather at times and largely missed out on the best Tropo, although with some chance of rain scatter to make up for it. Aurora prospects and meteor scatter are still worth a check. Join the next week. Check aurora when the KP index is high, and meteor scatter around dawn. Use the usual sources of information such as clusters and band reports to get onto the bands at the right time. For EME operators, moon declination is negative, reaching a minimum on Thursday. EME moon availability windows will be short. Past losses are at their lowest as the moon approaches perigee next Sunday. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate at the start of the week, but increases to a high of over 3,200 Kelvin next Thursday, the 16th. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. The Online Radio Club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30pm every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the Southwest. Oh yes, the aforementioned South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be meeting on Thursday to enjoy part two of A History of Bomber Command in World War II from 8pm. Andy Jenner, G7KNA, is the contact on 0783-869-5471 or enquiries at Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie .co.uk. There's more happening over in Wales. Bury Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30pm on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550MHz from 8pm on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA, and Steve, 2W0VOG, is the contact on 07900-560-080. On Wednesday, Cumbrian Amateur Radio Society meets at Hensley's Village Hall from 7 to 9pm. Contact is Gareth on 07942-334-464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llon y Dail, Cardiff. Postcode Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors and there are nets on GB3WB from 9:30pm to 10:30pm most nights of the work. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 MHz at 10am. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 MHz at 8pm. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7pm. And the contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And just outside my direct contact range, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 MHz FM at 3:30pm. On Tuesday there will be a net on 144.550 MHz from 7:30pm, starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8pm. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30pm on 145.475 MHz FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30pm on 145.475 MHz FM, moving to 80 metres SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30pm on 432.220 MHz SSB. Contact is Anne, 2E1GKY, 01242-699-595. Join the day. And their website is www.golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week and keep safe from the GB2RS news team.